Cool. So, welcome back. We're here at Don't Mention the Football. This is episode 25, I think.
Yes.
Jan is away at the members' meeting just at the moment, so we thought we would have a bit of a play in his absence. While the cat's away, the mice play, they say. And we're playing with an awful lot of spirit bottles here at the moment. you know what we're like, you know, what can I say? So who do we have here today? We have young Patrick.
Hello, everyone.
And the ever-mysterious Cynthia.
Hello, everyone.
And this time we have Veronica.
Hello.
So what do we have to talk about today? We went on a fan march yesterday, before the last game of the season against Leverkusen. We've got the away game against Augsburg, which will be a nice thing to talk about. And then we had a match against Leverkusen yesterday, which didn't go quite to plan. But
oh my God, yeah.
Hey.
That's an understatement, but yes.
There were good things about it.
Yeah.
there were nice things to talk about at the end of the game with
I'm glad you mentioned that because
with Dardai and Lusty, but we'll come back to that later on after we've taken about 20 seconds talking about the Leverkusen game.
Oh, that's too bad because I have about a page full of notes.
What? You haven't got facts. You ought to know by now. We don't do facts.
We dabble.
I've got notes too. I just had that pointed out. But hey, there you go. Right. So, who would like to kick off about the fan march yesterday? It was your first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Patrick and Cynthia.
It was my first one as well. It was interesting.
Yes.
Especially with the blue smoke.
There were lots of blue smoke.
Yeah,
we
had a nice long fall of blue smoke, and it was interesting. I mean, I had no idea what to expect, but I asked you if it was like if the atmosphere was more tense than the previous years, but I think you said it was pretty much.
I don't think so. No, it's pretty much the same, wasn't it? Really,
we saw the cops drag away a few people.
Yeah, there was a big police presence there yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. With cameras.
With cameras,
true.
This time.
With cameras, yeah. They're always there filming by the side. Normally, I take a video and slap it up onto YouTube of the events, but I don't think I'm going to do that this year because some of the ultra groups and things are getting a bit sort of twitchy about sort of faces being shown and so on, which is fair play. I mean, I always shoot from behind, so you tend not to get anybody's faces anyway, but I think I'll just leave it.
Do you know how many people were there?
I've got no idea.
Like last year, how many?
I really don't know. It was quite a bunch. I mean, Theodor Heusplatz was pretty full.
Oh, okay.
So when we left, because people all sort of gather in this middle of this big roundabout that's got a sort of like a park in it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And usually some of the ultra groups and things sell, you know, shirts, or I think this time it was a scarf, wasn't it, from the Dusseldorf game?
Yes.
That they were selling, which I didn't get yet this year. But people will gather there, either just in the middle or, you know, by the bars or the bakeries and things around the outside. But there was a lot of people there.
I think it was a similar to last year.
Similar number, I would have thought. I mean,
there is this big monument, blue monument at Theodor Heusplatz, and there is some kind of writing on it, but I don't know really what it is.
We have looked at that, but I don't know if I can remember.
It's probably
what
somewhere.
It
could probably find it on
at the other end. This sort of like an eternal flame thing. It's like a little dish with that flame, because that's where we arranged to sort of meet. But
it says something underneath it. It says something like liberty, freedom, and equality, or whatever.
Sounds good to me.
Three words. Yeah, yeah. I'm not against that. But we arrived about midway through.
Yeah, it was probably about halfway through by the time we
yes, ended up we got out of the U-Bahn station at Westend.
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
And yeah, and it was perfect timing because as we came out of the U-Bahn, like we had cops all around us. And, you know, nice, you know, welcoming committee.
Yes.
Yes, they heard you were coming.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we got it this time. There was no escaping. But no, yeah, it was interesting. It was cool, also cool to see people with flags from their own like districts, like Charlottenburg and yep. Pankow and yep. all that. And Section Ost, there was among
because we were right in front of that at one
yes.
point.
Yes. So yeah, it was cool. I mean,
one thing that didn't happen this year is sometimes you have people up in balconies uh-huh. on either side of the road as you're going along. Now, I saw one person up there with a Hertha flag, and somebody else was next to them with a Dortmund flag, which...
okay, all right.
But sometimes when you get that, you know, the fans march along the street will just chant, Obering, Obering, Obering!
Nice.
And then it starts, ho, ho, he, from the balcony.
Hertha
BSC back from underneath, but that didn't happen this year, or not what I saw, anyway.
Nice.
But that's quite a nice touch, you know, because they do that in the stadium and things, obviously. But, yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I missed that. Oh well.
No, I didn't see it happen this year, but we've seen it in the past. But it's quite a nice little touch. You have people up there, sort of waving and things at mm-hmm. the people going past, and lots of big cameras pointing down at us. But,
yeah,
yeah.
Some also some beverages being consumed already, like 2 hours before the game.
Yes.
Quite a lot.
3 hours.
Yeah, I had 2 gluten-free beers whilst going along. Keeping one in reserve for when we got to the stadium. But there were bottles everywhere, weren't there?
Yes.
All over
kicking
the place.
Bottles in between, people
yeah.
were just dropping
yeah.
them on the ground.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But there were loads of, you know, sort of people by the side of the street also hoovering them all up, and even some were going through the crowd.
Yes.
So some of those people must have made a fortune, you know, picking up and getting the fan pack on those bottles.
Probably, yeah.
Good clean fun.
So we have Wikipedia here telling us that there is too much glare on the screen.
Yeah.
I can't read it, sorry.
This is our research assistant, Veronica.
blah, blah, blah. Sculpture due to head voice at an eastern edge of the square. The blue obelisk was placed opposite the Eternal Flame Monument in 95. All right. Okay.
So it's fairly recent.
Interesting.
95.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it isn't anymore, is it? 95 at this moment. Thinking about it, but there we go.
So yeah, it turns out that those gluten-free beers came in handy considering the massacre we saw.
Yeah, you needed something to dull the pain,
oh
really.
My God, yeah. And it was weird because I know that like we will talk about the game in details afterwards, but yesterday was interesting because there were, I think, 3 games that ended 5-1 and one that ended 8-1
yeah.
and another that ended 4-2. So there were a bunch of goals scored.
The biggest cheer of the afternoon was when Frankfurt equalised against Bayern.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And it didn't end well. But
no, it did not.
The stadium really liked that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, well, you know, the Cockroaches won another championship, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I've talked about that team previously, but it's like cheering for Goliath. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, congrats, you know, you trounced Nuremberg 6-0, you know.
Yeah.
Golf clap,
yeah.
Well, what's
well.
The point?
I don't know. They wouldn't have won it had Dortmund not had a meltdown mid-season.
True.
But
that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but hey, it would have been quite nice if they had won it instead, but hey, such is life.
So the Pokal finals are on... is it next Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
It is, yeah. But all the tents and things are up. On the Mayfield.
Yes.
Set up because they are. I don't know what they do in those tents because we've never been here for a final, have we? But strangely. But there's lots of preparation of things going on.
While,
if you hear munching sounds,
yeah, exactly.
It's either pretzels or chocolate hot dogs.
Jumping on a pretzel and right into the mic, that's cool, which is cool. That's all right.
I hope you're not able to hear this.
That's okay. But so it's the cockroaches against Stuttgart. Is that it, or Frankfurt? I forgot.
In the game yesterday?
No. I mean the final,
the
Pokal final.
No, it's Scheißbull. Red Bull.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Sorry, it took me a second.
So it's the devil in the deep blue sea, really.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, I think I'm gonna cheer for the refs or the terrorists.
Yes.
Or the stewards, you know.
Yeah, the stewards are doing a fine job.
Yes. Oh my God! Yeah, that's one. That's what game I'm going to skip, I guess. But you know.
No, I mean, I'm not that. No, we're otherwise occupied anyway, aren't we? So.
True.
Yeah. So the fan march went down well.
Yeah, I'm glad I went. If I have the chance next year, maybe I'll go again. Probably.
I would go again. It was a good experience.
It's fun.
It's quite fun being there at the start, and then suddenly there's this mass of people, and suddenly somehow or other somebody decides, right, we're off now, and then,
okay.
How you suddenly start, you know, if you're at the back, you see people moving away, and then you say, oh right, off we go, and yeah, and this huge great mass of people that are all over this big sort of roundabout kind of thing. They all just sort of like move as a blob, don't they? It's funny. It's like watching a shoal of fish almost, if you're into that kind of thing.
But do you know when this tradition started?
I don't. I mean, we first went, 3 years ago, I think it was.
Okay.
But I think it was before that. I'm not sure how long it's been going there.
Hmm.
It was one in Bilbao when I went there. But without all the flares and things. Cause,
okay.
Yeah,
you probably couldn't put that
I
in there.
I think the Spanish
police
would have just canned a lot of us.
Yes, that's true.
If there'd been no flares. So,
that's true.
Yeah, they were still marching and singing and things, but just not all the pyros.
It would be interesting to see which countries are more tolerant regarding pyros inside a stadium. Like, you know, like a comparison by country.
Yeah. It's very rare in England, isn't it? It has happened, but it's very rare.
Yeah. I think here it's it seems to be rather common, I suppose.
It's pretty common.
And
I mean, there were flares in the away block.
Yes,
yesterday.
Yes, that's true. But yeah, about the other countries, I wouldn't know.
No, I don't. And I think it happens a lot in Poland.
Oh yeah, okay.
I think it happens a lot there.
Okay.
The funny thing about the Leverkusen flares yesterday, well, I thought it was funny anyway, because of the way the wind was blowing, because the wind sort of circulates through the Olympiastadion because of the construction of the building, is that the smoke blew back onto the Leverkusen fans.
they got what they deserved.
So, because sometimes it sort of drifts over and goes all over the pitch, and they have to stop playing.
Yeah,
sometimes,
that's true.
But this time, all it meant was that Leverkusen fans couldn't see anything.
Oh yeah, that's a shame. I mean, they missed a few minutes of the ass kicking they gave us.
Yeah.
Oh well,
never mind.
Such is life.
It's worth pointing out, it was a glorious sunny day yesterday.
Yeah,
it was really,
perfectly,
really warm.
Perfect day for football.
Too warm, if anything, really. But I'm not going to complain about it too much.
Never too warm.
Were you under the sun the entire time?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. It's only under sort of late or very early in the season. And if it's an evening match, just the sun, it only ever comes to us on those circumstances, which isn't very often.
Yeah, we were at the N8 section, and we had the sun for about the first half.
I would probably say the first half, and then we got a little bit of shade after that.
Yeah, and we were all right in the shade. It was perfect.
Mm.
So yeah,
cool.
The only problem was with what happened on the pitch, but that's something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the first half was good.
Was actually.
Yeah.
I saw that on the screen. They showed that they had the possession about 60% of the possession.
Yeah.
I think. But the duels, we had the advantage. Like
we did. Yeah. But we missed us. I guess the only way those stats make any sense at all is that we won a lot of the jewels, yes, and then immediately just gave it away.
Yeah, that's true.
Without anybody having to do anything.
That's true.
Which isn't so good. It's the trouble with stats that you can say anything you like with stats.
That's true. And possession doesn't mean a lot anyway.
No, because it doesn't.
If you have a counter-attacking team, yeah, you know, yeah, it
means diddly squat.
Exactly. If you have you could have like 80-20, and if you have a good counter-attack with a fast guy in front, you could win 3-0.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh well. Oh hey, well.
But that's not Hertha's way.
No, it's true. It's true. And there was the new coach was announced, I think, or is it still a rumor? I forgot his name.
Kovic.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah,
again, coming up from
not sure under 23, I think.
Yeah, so it's not a sure. sort of similar kind of pattern to Dardai.
I guess.
Yeah. We will see.
We'll see what he brings to the, like, if he brings a specific system or if he's going to keep doing what Dardai was doing or something. I don't know. Oh, and also we got, maybe an hour or two ago, we just learned that Hertha signed Didrik Boyata. I'm not sure. Is that it? Didrik is the first name? I forgot. Anyway,
I don't know. Boyata, I remember that name, but
we mentioned that a couple of
somebody coming from Celtic. You said
Didrik Boyata, Belgian from Celtic. So
I don't think Celtic people were very happy about him going.
Yeah, Didrik Boyata. That's it. Exactly.
Our research assistant has just come up with the facts. God, this is unusual, having facts.
what are we going to do with those?
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit scary, really.
He is 29. 28, actually, right now. He will be 29 in late November. Yeah, 16 caps for Belgium. So there you go.
That's a few years left in that.
Yeah, been with Celtic since 2015. So, yeah, they say, physical style of play and very strong with in the air with headers.
Good.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A bruiser.
Yeah,
we could do with a bruiser.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm curious to see what they will do to replace Lustenberger.
Yeah. He has had some terrible games. But he also has some pretty good ones.
Yeah, and I think
he made some pretty key blocks.
Yeah, yesterday. I think he had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
I mean, one guy from Leverkusen, I forgot who, like, completely turned him around at some point, but he recovered and tackled the ball away at the last minute, which was nice.
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I guess we will keep talking about the Leverkusen game.
I just, looks like it.
I just wanted to say it was nice to meet Wolfgang,
yep.
Ines, Robert, and Klaus for a few moments.
Yep.
So hello to you all, and yeah, keep on rocking.
Yes, absolutely.
Until next season, and I guess might as well. Mentioned that as well. I gotta say, Leverkusen fans were real assholes for celebrating during the Lustenberger salute. I think they were celebrating the Champions League spot or something, but that was horseshit.
Disrespectful.
Yeah,
but.
Stand there and wait until it's done or something, or clap politely, you know.
Yeah,
that was BS. They're not going to win anything anyway, that team, so who gives a crap?
Leverkusen, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Leverkusen, yeah, that's what I told you yesterday. Yeah, Leverkusen, exactly. So, yeah, good riddance and whatever.
But that was inappropriate.
I think so, yeah. And, like, it wasn't immediately after the game either. Like, it was, like, maybe 5 or 6 minutes afterwards. So, at that point, why not keep on waiting a few more minutes? And then cheer as much as you want, but no, they right in the middle of the thing, they started. The players came back to cheer their section, but yeah, that was BS. I think
not that anybody was really looking at them. I certainly wasn't. I was aware that they were doing it, but
yeah,
wasn't
they
just a bit interested in.
They got whistled. They got whistled pretty loud.
Rightly so.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh well. Oh well.
Apologies, dear listener, if you hear sort of bird song or people hooting out in the car park outside. All the windows are open in here because otherwise I think I'd melt. That's just me.
Well, we have plenty of liquids here to keep us hydrated.
Very true.
Yes.
Well, what are we having next?
Why not the black rum?
All right. Black
and
rum it is.
Actually, I'm going to... I will post a picture of the... you're not done? Are you guys
done?
Of the
bar.
I am done now.
All right. That's the spirit.
Oh, that's enough.
Oh, okay.
Not too much for me. It is the afternoon after all.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
But, you know, it's...
thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. It is 9 p.m. somewhere.
Yes.
Somewhere
in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So why not? Do you want any? No? Okay.
No. All right. Our research assistant has to keep calm and she has to keep sober to provide us with those ever valuable facts that we're world renowned for.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Prost.
Prost.
Yeah, Prost.
Hmm.
Hmm. Very nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
A black Bacardi.
The research assistant approves.
Mm. Yes.
That's awesome. Excellent.
Very
excellent.
Nice. Good. I noticed that during the game, some people were sort of fairly heavily criticising Kraft for the two games that he had played. But I mean, quite early on, he did a pretty spectacular fingertip save, pushing it over the top of the bar.
Yes, that's
which
true.
Which was pretty damn good.
That's true.
I wouldn't say it was completely innocent throughout the two games, but credit where it's due.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got destroyed yesterday, but I don't think I don't remember one goal being really his fault. Right. I mean, unless I rewatched the highlights. Like on the first one, it was either Lazaro or Rekic who completely switched off.
Yeah.
The first two goals, actually.
Yeah.
And the third and the fifth.
Well, Kraft was left stranded. He's suddenly one I can think of with Rekic, who just hung him out to dry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And when you got one on one with the keeper, then there's.
Yeah. Yeah,
sometimes a keeper will pull it off, but
it's not looking
good.
You
can hardly be expected to.
Exactly. And the third and fifth goal, the guy was wide open. There was no one like 5 meters around him.
Sure,
he was wide open.
I mean, Kraft conceded the goal, but I think in sort of most of the cases that I can sort of think of, it was because he was hung out to dry by defence.
Yeah.
Couple of times by Rekic and.
On the fourth goal, I think Lazaro forgot his man. He let his man get away and he scored.
Yep.
Yeah, that was bad. Like the defense had a terrible
Something that needs to be sort. I mean, some of it is sort of mental attitude. Whether it's because they've been asked to do specific things, and because they're so busy doing that, then they switch off from their defensive duties.
That's possible.
We'll never know that, but. That's the way it sort of comes across sometimes.
Absolutely.
I mean, Lustig was a little bit guilty for one of the goals.
Okay.
And again, on the other side of the coin, he did a pretty amazing clearance later on. And there was a second shot immediately following on from that sort of clearance, which he didn't manage to get, but you can't blame him for that, really.
True.
Nearly face-butted the post in the process of
trying
to get in the way. It wasn't from a lack of commitment that he didn't get it a clearance.
That would have been a shitty way to end your Hertha career.
Yes,
smashing your face against the post.
Broken nose, broken jaw. That wouldn't have been good, would it? But.
Ouch. So, Cynthia, you were asking yesterday, is he retiring or going back to Switzerland?
He's going back to Switzerland.
Yes.
Whether he's going to go back there and play. Because I think he was it Lucerne. I think he originally came from.
I think so,
but I really don't know, to be honest.
He is what 33, I think.
Must be something like that. Research assistant, go and find the program from yesterday. Oh, research assistant is looking it up.
31.
Oh, okay, nice. There you go. Okay. Well done. Yep, 31.
You can come again.
So, yeah.
Okay, we've got a photo of him. Yeah, he does look quite young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when he first started, he was so baby-faced. I mean, I think we started watching when, oh, God, he could only have been at sort of Herter for a year or so, something like that. Because he's been there, what, 12 years?
Yes.
And he was really baby-faced when he was younger. The inside of the programme thing that they sort of hand out as a freebie at the stadium, mm-hmm. is loads of pictures of Lusties in the different year.
Nice.
Our research assistant is just going to collect it at this moment, and so some of the pictures, I sort of take a photograph of that and post it, tweet it or something.
Yeah, good idea.
Because you see him early on here.
Oh my god, wow.
Okay, he does, yeah, baby face.
That's my favourite shirt, that one there. That's the,
yes,
that's the third year in.
Oh yeah, with the collar.
The little collar, I like that one.
Yeah, that's nice. And I think one of the worst was right next to it, like the it looks like a lightning strike. Like,
yes, that is bad.
Yeah, that was grim.
Yeah, they were selling those off on Amazon for about 50p at one point. Those, oh, those with the zigzag ones.
Nice.
But the one with it was all navy blue with a white stripe going across the chest.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the year where everything went catastrophically badly. People trying to get that shirt.
That's possible, yeah. It's possible.
I think I've got a key ring that was being sold off cheap that had that shirt. But most of the enamel's been worn off by it now.
We are looking. We talked about that before the game yesterday. I am still looking back on the Deutsche Bahn sponsorship years with some kind of a nostalgic. Memories, because the new sponsors and the one before that they look like, you know,
the last shirt that I bought was a Bet at Home shirt, I have misgivings about that. I'm not keen on betting myself, so I didn't really like that much, but you know, compared to having Teddy plastered all over the front of your chest,
So do we know how long Teddy will be the sponsor?
In the back of my mind, I thought it was 5 years. It's four more years, but I might be wrong about that.
Oh, my God. Oh, you just ruined my birthday.
Thanks. Sorry about that, Patrick.
It's all right.
Yeah. I quite like the sub-sponsor, if you like, the Hyundai sort of patches on the arms.
Yeah.
As a Hyundai driver myself, I can appreciate that. But no. Teddy is awful shop.
Yeah.
Sorry, Teddy. Yeah,
nothing personal.
Nothing personal, but it's just because it's all pretty chaotic, and I like order myself. I want to go in and find something and then get out again.
I went there once, and I think I would have needed, you know, breadcrumbs to find my way around it.
Yeah.
Maybe I would have run into the Minotaur at some point. You know. Yeah, that was grim.
Yeah.
That was rough. We can switch games now if you want.
Yeah.
The game that I didn't get the chance to see and that I should have watched instead of the one yesterday.
Against
the Augsburg.
Didn't watch it in real time because we were out or busy doing stuff back in England.
Mm-hmm.
But the highlights and things were pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull out the stats from that game, because I think it was 3-3 until the very last moment, and then Kalou scored on a penalty kick.
I think it was actually wasn't it the first minute of extra time even.
Oh wow! Okay, nice.
It was really late on in the game.
That was ballsy from the ref to call
absolutely.
A PK.
Yeah, nice. Good on him, I say.
Yeah, absolutely. They should do that more, to be honest. let's see. Schedule. Yes. Hold on. Yeah, I know this is awesome podcasting to listen to someone look something up on their phone.
Yeah, the start of that game, you know, this is purely based on highlights and things, so I can't sort of comment about the whole thing. That because Kraft took some criticism here again, which I don't think is necessarily sort of fair, with a first shot that led to the to the first goal. I mean, the shot went through, but it went through, I think it was certainly one, possibly two Hertha players' legs.
Ooh.
On the way through.
Okay.
And the highlights that I saw, they sort of showed, you know, what Kraft's view would have been, and he would have seen diddly squat.
Oh.
Until it had already been through one player's legs.
Okay.
Possibly through a second one, or certainly past a second defender. And then by then, it was too late, and he was just left stranded. Mm. So, although initially and in real time, it might have been thought, you know, people might have thought that it was sort of bad goalkeeping, but yeah. You know, if you can't see the ball coming, then you've got so little time to react once it's past that second defender that you're a bit stuffed, really.
And did it go like right next into the net, right next?
No, it was off to his right hand side.
Okay,
so by the time he saw it coming, he was badly placed, and he couldn't have got to it. Because it all sort of happened. Yeah.
In the 10th.
That's my viewing of it anyway.
10th minute. That was the first shot, I guess. And 1-0. Then 47th minute, Plattenhardt scores. So it's 1-1.
The cross or the hoof up or whatever you want to call it for that from, was it Lazaro? I think it was.
Is it possible it was Duda?
Yes, it was Duda. Okay. It was, you know, sort of looking down there. That was quite impressive.
I didn't see it.
It was. I forgot who it was, but the ball went in over the top, swinging from sort of left to right, and it landed right, you know, by Plattenhardt.
Nice.
Who sort of, you know, finished it like a striker. It was quite impressive. It's quite impressive. Well, we ought to be able to do more of that, perhaps it was just luck, who knows, but he sort of hoofed it forward, sort of, you know, right up over the top.
Mm-hmm.
But it found the man, and he was there to slot it away. Excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Very un-Hertha-esque.
Yes, yeah, that's true. That's true. It feels like they never try that, or they should try that.
You more. Often say that, don't you? That they always try to go to one side or the other and then pass the ball in to shoot.
Yes.
They very rarely do they just hammer it in.
That's true.
Whether that's a training thing or like a tactic that they're given, who knows? But they very, very rarely do it.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you're gonna pass it 500 times and not get a shot off from it, what's the point?
Absolutely done.
Was it Wayne Gretzky who said you're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take?
I think that was Wayne Gretzky. Yeah.
So there you go.
Can't argue with that one.
And so they scored. Augsburg scored 3 minutes later. So on a penalty kick, Grigoric.
Mm.
And then Grujic equalised again 6 minutes.
But that penalty, was it that one that... Was that penalty? I'm just sort of looking at my notes, just making sure I got the right one. Yeah, for the second goal for Augsburg.
Yes.
What on earth got into Rakic's head? He's elbowed him right in the mush.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was just crazy. What are you doing? You saw someone like that and caught him in the face. Oh, wow. Well, that's not going to be a penalty, is it? Oh, I've got stupid in capital letters written in my notes.
Oh, yeah, in capital letters, I can see it. That was
seriously dumb. I just wanted to make sure that it was definitely that goal, but no.
Yeah, no. I mean, Rekic, I don't know, like, it feels like he had a really bad end of the season. Yesterday he switched off on at least one goal and maybe two.
Yeah.
Then, like, mental lapses, you know.
Yes. Well, one of the ones yesterday, he played the guy onside because he was quite well back.
Yes.
And again, leaving poor old Kraft hung out to dry.
Not ideal.
That was I don't think in both of these games really he didn't cover himself in glory, Ricky.
That's true.
And hopefully he'll come back next season. Refreshed and got it out of his system.
Yes,
hopefully.
Because I think his brother is in the youth team, I think. Was it Omar, is his first name?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Let me, we can look it up.
He's Dutch, isn't he, right? Yeah.
Yes. Omar Rekik, yes. 17 years old, and yeah, RTBSC.
He's under 19.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So yeah, Omar Reke, that's Karim's brother. How old is Karim? 22, I think.
He's fairly young, isn't he?
So you know, maybe as you say, maybe he got it out of his system.
He has done very well before in the past.
Yes,
and he's just having a bad spell at the moment.
24.
We hope. Yeah, that's still quite young.
Yeah. All right. So after that, Grujic scored at the 66th minute from Lazaro. And any specific notes on that one, or?
Again, I think it was another sort of. Well, it was a corner that was sort of lifted over the top, and again, it went straight to the man, and Grujic, all he did, all you
awesome.
Did, it went splat.
That was
nice. We could do with more of these sort of, you know, perhaps pinpoints, making it sound too fancy, but pretty accurate passes actually sort of going to somebody rather than just sort of lifting it over the top and hope. You know, to be fair, it might be just pure fluke that it happened to have landed next to a awesome. Person, but you know, awesome. I like to try to big Hertha up as much as I can, and you know, say he absolutely meant that to happen.
Yeah, let's see things on the positive side.
Once it got to Grujic's head, though, for, you know, with where it was, it wasn't going anywhere but the back of the net. So
nice,
good on him.
Nice. So, only 4 minutes after that, 70th minute, Grigoric scores again.
Yes.
To make it 3-2 Augsburg.
Yeah.
I should have watched the highlights. It slipped my mind, but you were kind of chuckling right there. So, was it like a defensive breakdown or bad luck? Or?
I can't. The defense really sort of let him go in. Lusty, I think, was at fault there a bit. I think
he was thinking about his future retirement in Switzerland.
Yeah, possibly so. He was thinking about being given a cow by the land of Switzerland. You know, like Roger Federer. I'm sure as he wins something, he gets given a cow. So perhaps Lusty thought he was going to be given a cow. Yeah, it's a bizarre tradition, but yeah, what he does with them, I don't know.
He has a herd.
Wow. He has a herd of. There you go.
I didn't know about that. Did you?
I've never heard of that before.
I'm not making it up.
Okay.
What kind of stories are you telling?
Yes. Well, we live in the post-fact world. So.
And the season is over, so you know.
We can make up stories about tennis players.
Exactly. Exactly. One thing I remember about I was in Zurich like 10 years ago. Oh yeah!
Our research assistant is now showing proof.
Gifted a cow, holy crap!
With Federer and a cow.
I guess the Swiss do love their cows, because I remember at the Zurich airport, I think I had to catch a shuttle from one terminal to the other. To another or something. And
where is this going? Is this shuttle towed by cows or something?
if only. No, I mean,
slow
train. Like, while we were inside the shuttle, like there was this background music, and it was actually cows mooing.
Really?
I shit you not, no joke. And it was like, you know, like a can I say like a...
what are the Swiss putting in their chocolate?
That's a good question. It was like the... I can think of a word like it's like a nice, easygoing music and cows in the background and, you know, cowbells and cows walking around and the cowbells. It was quite a Twilight Zone-ish.
Yeah.
It was odd. Yeah, but that was 10 years ago. I don't know if they changed it since.
Or it's always worth going to Switzerland just to find out. That.
Oh, I mean, do you want to take a second mortgage on your house?
Probably not. No, probably not. Okay.
Switzerland is nice, but Zurich is clean. But as someone else said, it's the city of insurance companies and banks. So it is completely devoid of personality or charm. But it's clean, and the trains are on time, so good for them. But... so yeah, and it's super expensive. So yeah,
Doesn't sound like me in that case. I like super cheap.
Yeah.
Super cheap is good.
So do I. But like, if I go to a city and it pisses me off to buy anything at all, every time, that's not a good sign, you know. Or maybe I'm just cheap.
Scandinavia is not cheap, but it's nice.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with going there and those parts being expensive, you know, because I have the feeling that it's worth it more.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but you know.
Well, the bits of Scandinavia that I've been to has been lovely.
Mm.
You know, I really sort of like them as places. Stockholm's a lovely city, for example. But anyway, this isn't a travel podcast.
Yeah, sorry. We wander off the trail.
Much as we may digress.
Yes.
It's all because of cows. I shouldn't have mentioned those cows. That's what it was. It's more cow stories.
But I got... I now know... I think I know what DMTF stands for now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Let's see. Dabble in multiple travel... fairy tales. or forever. Yeah.
Yes.
Dabble in multiple travel tales forever or something.
It certainly could do. Right. We do more digressing than really sort of talking about facts, that's for sure.
Apologies to all the people who are still listening.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope you don't listen to this while driving, because sorry for the car crash. fall asleep at the wheel, and you know.
And if there are any Herta fans out there, we will get back on track eventually.
Eventually,
it will.
Yeah, you still have a couple of months to recover until next season. So you know.
Yes, the long football desert is upon us.
You will have an episode for. Transfer window or something.
Mm. I mean, I did one last year at the end of the summer.
Okay.
And I sort of totally mispronounced everybody's names, but it seemed to cause much amusement out there in the Twitter sphere.
Okay, that's cool. Whatever works.
But right. That's that. But I think we sort of left the game just now at 3-2.
Yes.
And then Lazaro popped in again with another. Who fit jobby?
Mm-hmm. Calou scored
straight to Calou, yeah. Yep. And so it was another one of it, sort of just dropping down and Calou, that man mountain that he is, and he just leapt up there and hammered it in.
I mean, you did, Cynthia, you didn't react because Calou is not exactly a.
He isn't a man mountain.
I'm probably bigger than him.
Really?
Yeah. He's like a scrawny. He's good, very good, but you know he's not
robust. He's not a big lad. He's not sort of really known for his sort of headers and things. So
true.
It's always quite. It's not funny exactly, but it's quite endearing if you like. If somebody like him can actually sort of out jump everybody else, and then just slot it in like that. It's quite cool.
It's like when Messi scores on a header. It was like, how did that happen? Like the guy is like 5'4" something. He's still. Sometimes that happens. Yeah. Oh well. So 75th minute, Calou from Lazaro, and then.
Put it at 3-3.
Yes, and then on the it was a third minute of extra time.
Minute. I thought it was just like a minute into extra time, but hey,
on a penalty kick. And actually, I'm seeing a name right now. I. Wrote it somewhere, and at some point, I think it was at yesterday's game at the 70th minute or something. I think it was Ibisevic who came off, and I thought he would be replaced with Zelke, but he was replaced with Köpke instead. I thought it was really odd. I mean, I was on the 72nd.
Was he on the bench?
Zelke was on the bench, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was warming up at some point. I saw him near the sidelines. But, I remember telling you.
They let the guy have a little cameo appearance.
I thought it was really weird. I mean, it was 4-1 at that point. So maybe...
Yeah, they more or less ran off the game and they thought they'd give him a run out.
Yeah, and also... It went to 3-1 at the 54th minute, and then a few minutes after that, I think it was Ibisevic that missed an incredible chance, And I remember telling you, like,
that was unfortunate.
Yeah, it could have been 3-2.
Yeah.
And a few minutes after that, it got to 4-1, and then the game was
gone. Yeah, just run away.
People started leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that really bugs me when people do that. You know, no matter how bad it is, stay to the end.
Yeah,
really.
I've always stayed, no matter what.
And the celebrations and things afterwards, with Dardai going and Lusty and what have you. I mean, that was really nice to see.
Yes.
It was...
Yeah, and like Lusty also spoke for a few minutes on the mic, which was nice.
Yeah.
Dardai, I guess, is a man of few words in real life, because I think he said one sentence or something.
Yeah, he doesn't say very much.
well.
Actions speak louder than words, and he's done us proud.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think, you know, when he first came in, sort of, some people had reservations about him sort of coming in and taking over the team, but nobody, I think, had any doubts that he has blue and white blood running through his veins.
Absolutely.
And, you know, succeed or fail, he would give it his best shot, and he's done that.
Yeah.
And it was good, I think, that he's left, not exactly on a high, but it felt like a high in a way, although we got hammered. And the feeling with him, you know, going and Lusty going, it was a sort of nice club kind of atmosphere.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
And he seemed to be living on good terms with the organization as well, which is nice. I think I'm not sure if he is staying with the team in a different capacity for next season, or
he's got
just taking the
year off. Like a perpetual contract, isn't he, with the club?
Okay.
Although he's not going to be the sort of main coach anymore, but he'll be doing something.
Okay.
I don't know if that's been announced. If it has, I've not noticed it. About what he's going to be doing, he'll be doing something though.
Okay, that's cool.
Because his family is sort of well settled in Berlin. His son, his son sort of play for Hertha at various sort of levels.
Yes,
I mean, Paul the younger is in the professional squad. So
that's true.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah, because I'm turning to Cynthia right now. Dardai used to play. He played for 14 seasons, I think, with Hertha. He was a defender. I think he is the player who played the most games for Hertha as well. And then he coached the under-23 team for a few seasons. He coached the Hungarian national team for 1 year as well.
Oh, wow.
And then he came back.
In fact, he had to give that up, didn't he, to come to Hertha?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he was the head coach.
That's a level of commitment in itself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Give up coaching your national team.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, to come to a club.
And I think he was, doing pretty well with the Hungary.
Yeah,
actually.
I think he was, well approved of.
So he stayed as coach, head coach for 3 seasons, I think, right? Or more than that.
Ooh,
4.
Must be more than that, surely.
Yeah.
More than 3.
So.
What are we looking up here? Our research assistant is
doing
some sterling work here. Teams managed Hertha 2015 to 2019.
Okay, so 4 seasons, I guess.
Yeah. That's cool.
Nice. Alright.
The last goal of the Augsburg game.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't written. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you said it was in the third minute of extra time.
Yes.
I haven't written "stupid" in capital letters on this.
Okay.
It was a pretty clumsy tackle brought down. I think it was Klunter. I think it was.
Okay.
That got brought down, and Kalou went on to slot the penalty.
Nice.
Crazy thing to do at that stage of the game, because he was crystal clear he was in the box, and to bring him down like that, you know, legs getting all tangled up, stupid thing to do. It wasn't as stupid as Rakic's elbow, but it's pretty damn daft, that's for sure.
But like, was it a clear scoring opportunity? Like, was there immediate danger?
He was about a foot or so inside the box, running across the box, and this guy came in and I think he sort of tapped his shin, and then his other leg got tangled up with him.
Ooh.
And down he went.
Okay.
And it wasn't like a scythe job, it wasn't completely sort of crazy, but obvious penalty.
Right.
Stupid thing to do. Because he wasn't like he was zooming in one-on-one with a keeper. He was going, you know, across the box. Yeah. He would have pulled the trigger eventually, sure, but, yeah.
Well,
wasn't a good idea, clearly.
We'll take it. Oh, yeah. Zubrowka. Zubrowka from Poland. Yes,
indeed. The bison grass one, but Patrick and I have already slurped some of this before in the past, but Cynthia is going to have a little dibble at some point.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'll try it.
Okay.
All right.
I happen to have some in my cellar, so I thought I'd drag it out.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. It is an acquired taste. Do you want to?
Yeah, sure. Please. I'm wondering if it's... Oh, my God. Wow, that's a lot. Thanks. I'm wondering if it tastes the same as in the one we buy in Canada. Should be interesting to find out.
Still got the bit of bison grass floating around in it. It's quite often drunk with apple juice.
Oh,
I have it as a combo with apple juice and
interesting. Stuff. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried.
Okay.
So, Prost.
Yeah, Prost. Yeah, we got, I'm rude. I'm so rude. Prost. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that, dear listener.
It's, what do you think?
An acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste, but I like it.
Yeah.
I think the taste is stronger than the one in Canada.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
What's the percentage on this? Let's see.
Probably 40.
37.5, so very close. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, that's probably, I imagine we bought that back from Poland. Yes, we did.
I am trying to think of a word for all these nice, tasty beverages that starts with F, because it would be dabbling in with multiple tasty.
Yes.
You know,
we might have to work on that one.
Yes. Yeah. So if you guys, if you have a suggestion as to the new meaning of DMTF,
yes,
send it. Send us a tweet.
I'm sure there's something clever that could be done with the F being fact. Or lack of. But I'm not sure I can think of it offhand.
Denying multiple true facts. What about this?
Oh, that's not bad. That's pretty good off the cuff. I quite like that.
Or maybe actually more as dismissing.
Yeah, dismissing multiple true facts.
Because, you know...
Yeah, it's like, her turn the Champions League.
Yes. Boom. Done. Yeah.
Nailed it.
All right, so we're done. Bye.
Right, we're finished now.
We can't do any better than this.
No. Quit on a high.
Yes, exactly.
It's worked for Dardai, and it's going to work for us.
Yeah, and it hasn't been working for Erta, because I remember mentioning that the previous episode, I think. They have this maddening tendency of, you know, having a horrible second half of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, different coaches, different players, same thing happening.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I really don't.
I don't know. It has been happening for years and years and years.
Yeah.
We did really well at the start of the season, and then it's all just, yeah. It happens mystery. All the time.
Yeah, it must be like
we've joked before in the past about the season tickets and things.
Yes, that's true.
It's to cut it in half.
That's
use
true.
The first half and sell the second half to some mug that doesn't know any different.
Exactly.
Because Wolfgang was sort of he's getting a bit fed up with it if it all going horribly wrong like that. So, but I'm sure he'll keep on. Getting your season ticket.
I don't blame him. But for us non-season ticket holders, how much is it, a season ticket?
Oh, gosh. Well, it varies depending on where you sit. I think it's about $2.50, I think it was, our one.
Okay, that's...
€2.50 Euros for 17 games.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Plus you get any sort of Hertha stuff that you get 10... No, that's as a member, isn't it? You get the 10% off.
Okay.
But as a member, I get 10% off the season ticket as well.
Oh, okay.
So, which is, Better than a kick in the teeth.
Absolutely. And have you ever been to a, like, to today, right now, is the...
Well, the members' meeting.
Yeah,
have you? Yeah, but my German's not good enough, really.
Oh, yeah, it's 100% in German, so yeah. I can understand.
I have been to one. It's quite an interesting thing to have gone along to. You know, you get a Bockwurst, I think you had, okay. Which is so perhaps not the reason to go, but
yeah. Oh, you know. So what year did you go?
Was it last year? Year before? I think I've been to two, actually. I've been to sort of two, but
do you remember the atmosphere? Like, was it was a Brit booed off the stage or something? He is the chairman.
Yeah, he's the sort of
sports director or something.
Yeah,
I forgot the exact.
Like the general manager, as opposed to the the coach kind of thing. I don't remember. I mean, some of it sort of washed past me because I didn't know what was going on half the time. But yeah, there's a generally okay kind of atmosphere. I mean, the second one, I think it got a bit more arsey.
Okay.
But a lot of it, I mean, especially one like the one that's been going on today, and I think Jan's been tweeting a few things about it whilst he's there. There must have been a lot of stuff about sort of Dardai sort of going and Lusty. Lusty was definitely giving a speech. I think I saw a picture and what have you of all that. That must have been all quite nice.
True.
They announce things like, they have a death of the day thing at some point when some of the members that have been members for a long time have passed away, and they sort of mention those people and how long they've been members for and so on, and they also have announcements and things for people that have been members for a certain length of time. You get little badges and things, don't you?
Like a jubileum of some sort.
Of some sort. Yeah, I mean, I've forgotten how long I've been a member for now. Must be 5 years. I thought you were supposed to get something after 5 years, or was it? Oh, I don't know, whatever. But, not that to bother about it, really, but hey. Good fun thing to go to.
They probably talked about the stadium situation as well, today, for sure. Okay.
I would imagine so, yes. The talk about the stadium and things, you know, moving to the site of Tegel Airport.
I'm not sure what to think of that.
I don't want to move in the first place. And I don't want us especially to move to the site of an airport that's far easier for me to get to from where I live here. That's purely selfish, of course. Because I really sort of like the Olympic Stadion as a venue. I know it's empty a lot of the time, and I know you've got the running track and what have you, but it is a magnificent structure.
It is. I mean, I think I wouldn't have a problem at all with them staying there. But like, if it did come down to that, I would rather have them build the stadium next to the Olympia Stadium because the site is perfect.
I think that's what everybody wanted, but from the sound of it, it's not likely to happen.
Is it completely dead?
Officially dead, but I don't think
it's on life support.
What are the housing association? Cooperatives that own some of the houses that would have to be demolished to make it happen have said no, basically. So that's if it hasn't completely canned the project, it's certainly mortally wounded it.
Yeah, I imagine. It's on life support now, I guess.
Yeah.
So who wants to pull the plug?
Do you? Also, one of the problems with Tegel is the communication links, because to get to Tegel. For the airport, I guess it doesn't matter so much in that you will take an U-Bahn and then a bus, or an U-Bahn and then walk or whatever to get to it. That's all very well if you've got a plane full of people turning up to go on a flight to wherever, but if you've got 40, 50,000 people turning up on one line of an U-Bahn,
that's and terrible.
Then having to sort of walk along by the side of the road to get to it.
It's like in Munich, I think. They only have one subway line that gets near the stadium, and then you have to walk for quite a while. I mean, not figuratively, quite a while, quote unquote. But
Is there also a bus service?
In Munich for the stadium? That's a good question. I guess, but I've never looked into it. I don't know if I mentioned that story before. I went to Munich a couple of years ago, and I went to the Allianz Arena to check it out, and there were guided tours, and I was waiting for one, you know, to check out the stadium. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this.
I think
before,
you said about this, and there was a load of people in sort of Bayern shirts.
Yeah, a lot of assholes in Bayern shirts, and like 5 minutes away from the beginning of the tour, I was like, "What the hell am I doing here?" And I left. I didn't go on the tour. I was fed up with all those Bayern shirts.
It would appear that at the members' meeting today that it's been the express wish of Hertha BSC is therefore, together with the Berlin Senate, to consider potential construction site and solutions in the Olympic Park.
Oh, okay, so, cool, awesome. That's good.
Let's build us a stadium, this new home for our club, concludes Schiller, isn't it, the financial officer, yeah.
All right.
So there you go. Well, you know, if we have to leave the Olympiastadion, then that's a good solution.
Yeah.
I mean, the transport links and things, as I sort of alluded to just now, are really pretty damn good.
Yes, yeah.
In the Olympic Park.
Considering.
Yeah.
So, let's see how it goes. I think they have they set themselves a deadline for that situation, right?
I think because the lease that they've got now in the Olympiastadion finishes in, is it 2025?
I think so. It's either 24 or 25. I think I heard something about
that. So, you know, if they're going to do something.
Yeah, I better get to it.
They've got a little bit to build it, but it always terrifies me, the financing of it all, in that, you know, you don't want the...
Another airport, another BER.
Well, gosh, no, don't even go there. But, you know, financially, that the club gets itself so much into hock that it all goes down the tubes. I mean, that would be very sad indeed.
Yeah. And what's happening with Spurs in England, they built their new stadium and there were delays and blah blah blah, and now because of that stadium they don't have the money to their transfer budget is drastically reduced because of the stadium, you know. There's all the money is
has been sunk into their property.
Exactly.
So they own it though, don't they? They haven't borrowed shed loads of money to build that stadium, I don't think.
I think you're right. I'm not sure either. But as an Arsenal fan, I'm going to say, who cares?
Rightly so, too.
Mm.
Incidentally, I think they've said another opening date for Berlin Brandenburg, the new airport. I think they're talking about, is it October next year?
I think so, yeah.
I'll believe it when it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been through this so many times.
Oh yeah, I'm not holding my breath. Like I remember when I used to live here in 2009, they were talking about closing Tegel because of the new airport, and I was like, I hope that doesn't happen. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
10 years ago, that's crazy.
Yeah, I even had tickets to fly to the UK from the new airport.
Did you?
Yes.
We had boarding passes to arrive in Berlin for the new airport, didn't we?
Oh.
But it all got changed, and what a mess.
Yeah.
I still haven't listened to that podcast that you said about the other day.
Yeah.
I've got the link, and we never got around to listening to it, but we will do. That sounds a hoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the podcast in question for the listener, no plural, is it's called Radio Spätkauf. And it's a podcast series, 4 episodes, I think, about the construction of BER and how it went wrong. They did an excellent job of researching. It's called apologies for the language, although it's too late already because I know I've cursed a few times already, how to fuck up an airport.
Yeah.
from Radio Spätkauf, and it's really good. You should definitely check it out, and it's in English as well. So yeah, there you go.
How not to do a building project?
Oh yeah, I mean the mistakes they've made, it's insane. Like basic stuff, like for the fire detection system.
I heard this, yeah.
And like.
We did a tour.
Okay.
Place. They opened the airport building up.
Okay.
For you know, sort of, you know, locals to go in there and have and a look laugh. Around and laugh. Yeah. It all looked very grand and things, but there was a fire extinguisher that was just on the floor next to a pillar. And of course, I took a photograph of this and said, "This is the fire protection system."
Yes.
Which went down quite well on Twitter. yeah. And somebody like replied to that, "I can see where all the money went."
Yeah, exactly. They need like to
cruel but nice.
They need to cordon it off and like put a plaque next to it, and you know, this is the first extinguisher that for BR or something,
yeah.
And the last one. Yeah, crazy. It's insane.
And, yeah, and you got to feel sorry for the hotel next door.
I know. That's awful.
They built the hotel?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was all ready to go.
We saw that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they must be having to pay compensation for that, surely. Because that hotel was there. But who wants to stay there?
Exactly.
It was a dead airport.
Exactly. And is it like a part of a chain?
It was a chain. I can't remember which one.
I can't remember
one.
Which one. I don't know if it was a Sheraton or something.
I don't know.
I was speaking to someone in that area, and they said that they actually have to go through and flush all the toilets to make sure that the water is still flowing throughout the building.
It's like the S-Bahn. It's underneath. They have to run trains up and down it to keep the tracks.
I heard about that. Yeah.
There's these ghost trains that go into it.
Jesus. Wow. I mean, you...
What a mess.
It's a cock-up of almighty cock-ups.
It's
the king of cock-ups.
Yes, absolutely. Like if a screenwriter went up to a producer in Hollywood with that script, he was get the fuck out of here. It's not possible.
It could easily be the latest version of Airplane, couldn't it, really?
Yes.
Except for Airport.
Yes, exactly.
And it's so silly that it would, yeah.
So, yeah. Long story short, check out that podcast series.
Yes,
it's great. It's fantastic. So did we? I don't want to play host. Did we have anything else on the menu? Or?
Well, there's some scotch to try though. Apart from that,
yes.
things to talk about. I think we're good. We'll do something during the summer about transfers and things. I expect.
Yes.
How
long have we been going?
Just looking at the clock. Where are we? Just over an hour.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that works.
It's amazing how you can ramble on, isn't it, really?
Ah, yeah. You just have some tasty beverages ready and...
Indeed.
Watch us go.
Yes. It's like one of these little, you know, clockwork toys, really. You just wind it up.
Yes, exactly.
And off we go.
Exactly. But, I suppose Jan will be listening to this at some point. I just wanted to thank you guys for having me sit in for a few episodes. I'm going back to Canada on Friday. I'll do the half marathon in Ottawa on Sunday, and then I'll prepare for the marathon in Berlin on September 29th, I think. Yeah. I'll be training and trying not to drink too much while I miss Berlin. During the summer.
Put on so much weight over the last little while. It's really...
Yeah.
We're going to have to go on starvation diet and things. I know.
Too many tasty beverages.
Too many beverages. Too much cake.
Ah.
Too many Polish sausages.
Ah, yeah, that doesn't help. That's true.
So, some are going home in the rucksack, so that doesn't bode well, does it? Anyway, dear listener, I think that is a wrap.
Yeah, and I'll be back, like, just so you know which episodes to avoid, I'll be back in Berlin for the entire month of September, so you
more chaos will ensue.
Yes, exactly.
Watch out.
Watch me go. So, have a nice off-season, you guys, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. We'll put in something to try to make the football desert more tolerable, but on that note, it's goodbye for me.
Goodbye for me as well.
Goodbye from me.
That's our able research assistant. And that's a wrap. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.